Program note, dear listeners, last week in one of our pitch meetings, day-to-day producer Shireen Meraji had this breaking news announcement.
Okay, check this out. San Francisco is canceling Halloween in the Castro.
That is like canceling Christmas in the rest of the country, because San Francisco's Castro District, that's the gay area, that has had one of the biggest Halloween bashes in the country for years.
Which is exactly why we said, Shireen, get this story on Day to Day.
On Halloween night, hundreds of thousands of people show up in the Castro to party and gawk. And there's plenty to see. Drag queens with four-foot beehives sashaying on stilts, live music, every costume you can imagine. A huge rager with very humble beginnings.
It started as a party for the kids.
Martha Aston owns Cliff's Variety, a variety store and Castro institution in business since 1936. Martha's grandfather-in-law started the party in the late 40s as a way to give back to the community.
And he made this dinosaur that was about 15 feet high, and a person could get inside of it, and they would walk up and down Castro Street and have a little parade, and the families and the kids would follow it around, and it would stop in front of the store. Then he would have his little party. He'd have some music or some entertainment, you know, fire eater, a little juggler or something.
In the 70s, the neighborhood started to change. More gay men moved in, there were fewer families, and adults started participating in the costume contest.
You know, drunk got up on stage and smashed a piece of pie in my husband's grandfather's face, who had just come off cataract surgery. So,
oh, boy.
He said, that does it. They have no respect. I'm not doing this anymore.
So Cliff's Variety actually canceled the Castro Halloween party way back in 1979.
The day of Halloween, they're calling up. So what time is the party starting? Oh, well, we're not having one this year. If we don't have it, it won't happen. I hate to say it. It happened.
And it's continued for almost 30 years. This year's cancellation is for more than a pie in the face. 9 people were shot at the end of last year's Halloween festivities, and for many Castro residents, that's it. No more Halloween party. The city has sponsored a Home for Halloween campaign, complete with bilingual public service announcements telling people to stay away from the Castro.
Durante los últimos años, Halloween en Castro ha empezado a asustar de verdad.
This year, there is no party in the Castro. Stay home this Halloween.
Because this year, the Castro is not where it's happening.
Bevan Dufty helped spearhead the campaign. He's the district supervisor.
Last year was really the tipping point. You know, I'm really sad as a gay man that I can't sit here and tell you, yes, we can solve these problems and make it a fun and safe evening. I can't say that. This is what we have to do this year, and that we've got to try and turn this around. And I think people understand how seriously the city takes the safety of its citizenry.
Martha Aston of Cliff's Variety agrees that the party was getting out of hand. But she knows from experience that if you cancel a Halloween party in the Castro, it doesn't mean it won't happen.
Thank you, Shireen.
You're welcome, Madeline.
That's day-to-day producer Shireen Meraji. Despite the cancellation, thousands of people are expected to go to the Castro tonight, and we'll have an update for you tomorrow.